Waiting for God.
This is an SOS distress call from the mining ship Red Dwarf. The crew are dead, killed by a radiation leak. The only survivors are Dave Lister, who was in suspended animation during the disaster, and his pregnant cat, who was safely sealed in the hold. Revived 3 million years later, Lister's only companions are a life form who evolved from his cat, and Arnold Rimmer, a hologram simulation of one of the dead crew. The most interesting event that happened recently was that Lister pretended he passed the chef's exam, although really he failed. That gives you some idea of how truly exciting some day can be around here. Bridge. Rimmer walks in.
Holly, give me access to the crew's confidential reports.
Those are for the captain's eyes only, Arnold.
Fine. Well, we'll give him 10 seconds to come back from the dead, and if he hasn't managed it, we'll presume I'm in charge. No, he hasn't managed it.
Whose do you want?
Give me Lister's. Just the remarks.
David Lister, technician, third class. Captain's remarks, has requested sick leave due to diarrhea on no less than 500 occasions. Left his previous job as a supermarket trolley attendant after 10 years because he didn't want to get tied down to a career. Promotion prospects, zero.
I always liked Captain Hollister. Such a great reader of men was Captain Hollister. A marvelous, marvelous man and a tragic loss to us all. All right, Holly, give me mine.
Arnold Rimmer, technician, second class. Captain's remarks, there's a saying amongst the officers, if a job's worth doing, it's worth doing well. If it's not worth doing, give it to Rimmer. He aches for responsibility but constantly fails the engineering exam.
Whoa, Holly. I want my report. Rimmer. 2 M's, E-R.
Astoundingly zealous. Possibly mad. Probably has more teeth than brain cells. Promotion prospects, comical.
No, Holly. I want Rimmer. That's 2 R's, one at the front, one at the back.
Arnold, this is your report.
I always hated that cusshead Hollister. He always resented my popularity. That's why he never put forward my proposal to reduce the minimum haircut length by an eighth of an inch. Small-minded, petty-thinking mogo.
Arnold, I'm picking up an unidentified object.
Constantly fails the exam. I'd hardly call 11 times constantly. I mean, if you eat roast beef 11 times in your life, one would hardly say that person constantly eats roast beef. No, it would be a rare, nay, freak occurrence. Possibly mad. What is he dribbling about?
It's on the screen, Arnie.
What is?
The UO.
What is it?
I don't know.
Well, you'd better find out, hadn't you? It's obviously beyond me. I've got more teeth than brain cells, remember?
He leaves in a huff. After he's gone,
yes, you have.
Lister and Rimmer's captain. Lister is lying on his bunk, eating crisps and making a mess, and sniffing noisily at a bookmarked cat dictionary.
Would you like some toast? Some nice hot crisp brown buttered toast. You don't want any toast then?
No.
What about a muffin?
Nothing.
You know the last time you had toast? 18 days ago. 11:36, Tuesday the 3rd. 2 rounds. I mean, what's the point of buying a toaster with artificial intelligence if you don't like toast?
I do like toast.
I mean, this is my job. This is cruel, just cruel.
Look, I'm busy.
Oh, you're not busy eating toast, are you?
I don't want any.
I mean, the whole purpose of my existence is to serve you with hot, buttered, scrummy toast. If you don't want any, then my existence is meaningless.
Good.
I toast, therefore I am.
Will you shut up?
He goes back to sniffing his way through the book. Rimmer enters.
What are you doing?
I'm reading.
What, with your nose?
Yeah, it's a cat book. They don't use marks, they use smells. You run your nose along the line and all the different smells are released. It's really good.
What a pathetic idea.
Well, unlike you, Rimmer, my mind is open to new cultures and new ways of looking at and doing things.
And what does it say?
It says,
reads as he smells along the pages,
see, dick, run. run, stick, run, run, home, stick.
That's the chem equivalent of Shakespeare, is it?
Shakespeare? Who's Shakespeare?
You moron! A playwright in the olden days. Wilfred Shakespeare.
I'm only just starting out. This is for 3-year-olds, so you should try it.
I'm not the slightest bit interested in smelling anything cats have to say. Thank you, Lister.
You don't know what you're missing. Rimmer, there's this brilliant one where Dick buys this ball, this fake ball, this fake rat ball. It's amazing stuff.
You ought to try reading your shirt sometime, Lister. It's probably a novel by Victor Hugo. Anyway, if you're interested, Holly's spotted. Is that my shirt?
Yeah, I borrowed it.
What's that down the front?
Lister checks the various stains.
That's definitely biscuit, that's custard, that's definitely ink, and just general sort of dirty marks.
You can't just go through my possessions.
Come on, you don't need them anymore.
Because I'm dead.
Yeah, you're a hologram, and holograms don't need clothes.
They're my things, Lister. Would you steal Veruca cream from a man with no feet? I mean, how would you like it if I stole your t-shirt? Your favorite one, with the custard stains down the front.
I wouldn't care.
You've got no right to go through my wardrobe.
Okay, okay. You keep your underpants on coat hangers, don't you?
That's private.
Okay, Rimmer, okay, take the shirt back.
I don't want it. It's ruined, you've sweated in it.
Well, if you don't want the shirt, what do you want, Rimmer?
Just keep out of my things, all right.
Okay, okay. What's Holly spotted?
An unidentified object.
You mean a rock?
It might not be.
They're always rocks.
Mostly they're rocks, I agree, but maybe this one's different.
Rimmer, there's nothing out there, you know. There's nobody out there. No alien monsters, no Zarkin warships, no beautiful blondes with beehive hairdos who say show me some more of this earth thing called kissing. There's just you, me, the cat, and a lot of floatings making rocks. That's it. Finito.
Lister, if there's no one out there, what's the point in existence? Why are we here?
Beats me. Do you want some toast?
Arnold, the unidentified object is now in visual range.
Rimmer does a complicated Rimmer salute.
All right, Holly. I'm on my way.
Rimmer marches out. Lister tries to imitate the salute and clouts himself a painful one on the forehead. A corridor. The cat climbs out of a ventilation shaft and does a somersault.
Ah, wow. Nice jump. Hey. Smooth with a capital smooth. Okay, time to get out the food detector.
Reaches inside his jacket and pulls out an imaginary food detector.
Food. This way.
And so on. Eventually he runs into Rimmer.
Ah, you. Where have you been?
Investigating. Investigating this, investigating that. General investigation.
General investigation,
Yeah.
Splendid.
Thank you.
Keep it up.
Okay.
Fine. Well, if you'll just excuse me.
Hey, you can't have my shiny thing. I found it, it's my shiny thing.
What are you dribbling about?
The cat pulls out a silver yo-yo.
This is my shiny thing, and if you try and take it off me, I may have to eat you.
It's a yo-yo, you mogo.
It does two amazing things. One, you have the shiny thing at the top and the string down below, and this is the clever part, you have the string at the top and the shiny thing down here where the string used to be.
Yeah, wowie. You haven't the slightest clue what it's for, do you?
Why, sure I do, grease stain. You hold the shiny thing in one hand and you go, ah, wow, the string's moving. Hey, stop that thing. Catch that string.
Rimmer wanders off, leaving the cat playing with his shiny thing. The bridge. Rimmer enters.
Where is it?
It's in scope range, Arnold.
Several monitors show wireframe views of a cylindrical object tumbling through space.
It's a pod. Holly, bring it in.
He dashes madly off. Lister and Rimmer's captain. Lister is sitting on his bunk. The cat enters, carrying a book and waving his yo-yo around.
Yeah. I'm back. Feeling good. Feed me.
Cat, hi. I haven't seen you for ages. Where have you been?
Investigating.
Got you some Kriskies.
Yeah.
I read the book you gave me, you know. It's got a brilliant ending. I could hardly believe me nose.
Oh, forget that. Got you this. The one you asked about. The holy book.
Oh, great.
He opens the book and begins to run his nose across it.
Hey, pictures.
Yeah, that's a cat thing. You see, sometimes, in a book, we have a drawing of something that is happening in the story, and we call them pictures.
Yeah, we have pictures too.
Hey, you monkeys are smarter than I thought.
This is me.
The picture depicts a noble-looking individual, vaguely resembling Lister, wearing biblical-style robes and carrying a black cat, an ordinary cat, not a humanoid cat, on his shoulder. Above his head is a donut-shaped halo.
No, that's not you, that's Cloyster. He was the father of the cat people. He lived years ago, at the beginning.
Lister turns the page.
Who's that?
The next picture shows the same guy without the cat, sitting lotus-style inside what seems to be a giant ice cube.
That's him frozen in time.
No, that's me. I was sent into stasis. That's what frozen in time is.
He did that to save Frankenstein.
Look, Frankenstein was my pet cat.
Points back and forth between himself and the picture.
Look, Lister, Cloyster, Cloyster, Lister. See?
Listen, you stupid winky, Cloyster's another name for God.
That's what I'm saying. I am your God.
Cat looks Lister up and down. He's not impressed. Well, who would be?
Okay.
Points to his bowl of crispies.
Turn this into a woman.
I'm serious.
So am I.
Look, Frankenstein was my pet cat, right? And she was pregnant. Now, I got put into suspended animation. I was supposed to be there for 18 months, but I didn't get out for 3 million years.
You oversleep? So do I.
No. What I'm saying is that over those 3 million years, your entire race of people evolved from my pet cat.
Ah, I gotta go now, man. But let's do lunch sometime. I'll put it in my diary. 12:30, lunch with God. And, formal dress, you know what I'm saying?
It is true, you know.
Yeah, then I gotta ask you the ultimate question. If you're God, why that face?
What's wrong with me face?
What's wrong with your face? It's upside down and inside out, that's what's wrong with it. Ow.
Leave the room.
Polly.
Yes, Dave?
If I give you my cat dictionary, can you translate this for me?
Oh, I'll give it a go, Dave.
Why are you always asking him? I'll do it.
You're a toaster.
Ah, I was thinking of pecking it in. It's turning me into something I don't like. I'm not a mugger by nature, you know.
No, by nature you're a toaster.
It just strikes me that there might be something more, something greater, something unimaginably more splendid than eating bread.
Rimmer dashes in, very excited.
Lister, it's arrived.
What has?
The UO. It's a pod.
Where?
The observation room.
Yes.
Dashes off. Rimmer calls after him.
Ah, no point in running, Lister. It's mine. I found it. I've got Banksy's.
To himself.
He's such a child, that boy.
Suddenly he sprints off after Lister. The observation room. Lister is peering through a window at the pod, which is in an isolation chamber. It's black, with some illegible red markings, and covered in dust. A monitor shows Holly's face.
Is it safe, Holly?
Yes, Dave.
Rimmer dashes in.
Lister, no point in running. I found it, and it's mine.
Calm down. Dead people can have heart attacks too, you know. What is it?
I don't know. It's obviously some sort of alien capsule, and clearly they're intelligent, Lister. Ah, the chance to meet an intelligent life form after 18 weeks alone with you.
Okay, Mr. Intelligence, what are those markings?
Well, I don't know. I don't speak alien, you gimpoid.
Behind his back, Lister goes to the door of the isolation chamber and enters it. Eventually, Rimmer notices.
What are you doing, Lister? We don't know if it's safe.
It's quarantined.
You might get some squiggly, slimy things stuck to your face.
From inside the chamber, looking out through the window at Rimmer.
Of course it's safe. Come in, come on, come in. Ah.
Contorted in agony, he presses his face to the window. Gasping for air, he slides down the window, leaving a trail of saliva. Ugh.
Ha ha ha, tee hee. Alright, Lister, we'll play it your way. But don't think you're coming out of there. You're in there for a month. You're in quarantine.
Opening the door and stepping out.
What did you say, Rimmer?
Why do you never do what I tell you? Don't you think there's a shining good reason why I'm your superior?
Yeah. You've been with the company for 15 years.
No, it's not.
And I've been with them for 8 months.
No, it's not. It's because I'm better than you. Better trained, better equipped, better. Just better.
That must mean the rest of the crew are better than you then.
No, it doesn't. It means... I'm not going to let you bait me, Lister. This is far too important. Just you wait here. Keep that door closed till I get back with the scudders. Tyke.
Rimmer leaves. Lister, ignoring his orders, goes back into the chamber to have another look at the pod.
Oh, Rimmer, he's such a smehead, man.
Looks at the markings.
Hey, hang on a minute.
Brushes some of the dust off them, and begins to complete broken letters with his finger.
Give me an R, give me an E, give me a D. Give me a red dwarf garbage pod. Holly. Did Rimmer never work in waste disposal?
No, Dave.
It's one of our Red Dwarf garbage pods with, like, the writing burnt off in places. Why didn't you tell him?
Well, it's a laugh, isn't it?
Lister gleefully picks up a handful of dust and scatters it over the pod to obscure the writing again. The ship in space.
After intensive investigation, of the markings on the alien pod, it has become clear, to me, that we are dealing, with a species of awesome intellect,
Good. Perhaps they might be able to give you a hand with your punctuation.
Shut up.
Lister and Rimmer's captain. Lister is snoring on the top bunk, Rimmer sitting on the bottom one.
Are you awake? Lister. Lister.
Stands up and shouts in Lister's ear.
Lister.
Lister sits bolt upright.
Are you awake?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't sleep either. It's the excitement.
What excitement?
The alien excitement.
Rimmer, it's garbage.
You can scoff, Lister. That's nothing new. They laughed at Galileo, they laughed at Edison, they laughed at Columbo.
Who's Columbo?
The man with the dirty Mac who discovered America.
What makes you think these aliens exist?
They must do, Lister. There's so many things that are strange and odd. So many things we don't have any explanation for.
Like, why do intelligent people buy cinema hot dogs? Do you mean that sort of weird and mysterious thing?
No, Lister, I mean like the pyramids. How did they move such massive pieces of stone without the aid of modern technology?
They had massive whips, Rimmer. Massive, massive whips.
All right, then, the Bermuda Triangle. Go on, explain that one. You know all the answers.
No, I agree there. That is a genuine mystery. How did a song like that ever become a hit? It defies all reason.
I just don't know why I bother. I'd get more sense out of a squashed hedgehog. Lister, don't you ever stop and wonder why we're here? What's the grand purpose?
Why does it have to be such a big deal? Why can't it be like, human beings are a planetary disease? Like the Earth's got German measles or facial herpes, right, and that's why all of the other planets give us such a wide berth. It's like, don't go near Earth, it's got human beings on it, they're contagious.
So you're saying, Lister, you're an intergalactic pus-filled cold sore? At last, Lister, we agree on something.
What do you believe in, then? Do you believe in God?
God? Certainly not. What a preposterous thought. I believe in aliens, Lister.
Oh, right, fine, something sensible at last.
Aliens, Lister, with technology so far in advance of our own we can't even begin to imagine.
Well, that's not difficult. Mankind hasn't even got the technology to create a toupee that doesn't get big lefts.
Aliens, Lister, who can give me a real body?
Oh, I can't wait to see your face in the morning, I really can't.
And nor I yours, Lister, when that pod opens and from it emerges a beautiful alien woman with long green hair and six breasts.
Six breasts? Imagine making love to a woman with six breasts.
Imagine making love to a woman.
The bridge. Lister enters, yawning, and goes over to the food machine.
Good morning. How can I help you?
Bonjour. Give me breakfast.
What would you like?
A chicken vindaloo and a milkshake.
What flavor milkshake?
Beer.
The dispenser produces a food container and a glass of some brownish liquid.
Morning, Dave. I've finished your translation.
Who's Cloyster? Is it me?
Yes, Dave. The cats have made you their god.
Hey, working class kid makes good.
Your plan to buy a farm on Fiji and open up a hot dog and donut diner has become their image of heaven.
What?
Holly displays a picture from the Holy Book, showing the noble, biblical, sort of Lister standing on a mountaintop, reading a scroll to the black cat. Holly reads from the book in voiceover.
And Cloyster spake, Lo, I shall lead you to Fischl, and there we shall open a temple of food, wherein shall be sausages and donuts and all manner of bountiful things.
The picture changes to one showing the pseudo-Lister standing in front of a sausage and donut cart on a beach, with palm trees.
Yea, even individual sachets of mustard. And those who serve shall have hats of great majesty, yea, though they be made of colored cardboard and have humorous arrows through the top.
Does it say what happened to the rest of the cats?
Holy wars. There were thousands of years of fighting, Dave, between the two factions.
What two factions?
Well, the ones who believed the hat should be red, and the ones who believed the hat should be blue.
Another picture, showing the holy wars. It looks like a scene from the Bayeux Tapestry.
Do you mean they had a war over whether the donut diner hats were red or blue?
Yeah, most of them were killed fighting about that. It's daft really, isn't it?
You're not kidding. They were supposed to be green.
A corridor. Lister is walking along.
Go on, Paul.
Well, finally they called a truce and built two arcs and left Red Dwarf in search of Fischl.
But there's no such place as Fischl. It's Fiji. I mean, how are they supposed to find it?
And Cloyster gave to Frankenstein the sacred writing, saying, those who have wisdom will know its meaning. And it was written thus, 7 socks, 1 shirt.
That's my laundry list. I lined the cat's basket with me laundry list.
The blue hats thought it was a star chart leading to the promised land.
Well, it wasn't. It was my dirty washing.
Lister and Rumor's captain. Lister enters.
What happened next, Paul?
And the arc that left first followed the sacred signs, and lo, they flew straight into an asteroid.
Another picture. This one shows Red Dwarf in space. With two arcs, they look like boats with rocket engines stuck on the back, leaving it in different directions.
And the righteous in the second arc flew ever onward, knowing they were indeed righteous.
This is terrible. Holy wars. Killing. They're just using religion as an excuse to be extremely crappy to each other.
So what else is new?
The observation room. Rimmer is directing the two scutters, who are drawing complicated diagrams and writing long reports about the pod. Lister enters.
I'm not interested.
And they killed each other over which colored cardboard hat to wear.
I'm not interested.
But don't you think it's amazing?
Nope.
You know what happened to people who didn't eat hot dogs on Fischl Day? They were stoned to death by stale donuts.
Lister, what do you want me to say? Congratulations, you're God.
I'm talking about the suffering. People died, I mean cats died, cat people died.
You've just come here to rub my nose in it. I could have been God, you know, given a different start in life, given the lucky showbiz break you had.
I don't want to be a God. That's the point.
Oh, the meditation. I don't believe it. I'm God, but it's a bit of a drag, actually.
Come on. I'm not a God. I've just been misquoted.
Lister, for my money, anyone who goes around reading meaning into any old gobbledygook deserves everything they get.
I mean, if I'd have 8 socks on my laundry list instead of 7, or if I owned more than 1 pair of underpants, they might have been safe. I just wish I could meet them and explain and apologize.
Well, that would look spectacular, wouldn't it, Lister? God returns in all his splendor and says, sorry, it's all been a total cock-up.
I didn't ask for this. I didn't ask to become their god.
Well, I didn't ask to be killed, Lister. Life's a bitch. Now smack off, I'm busy.
I mean, they just made stuff up, you know. I'm supposed to have given them 5 sacred laws. 5 sacred laws. I've broken 4 of them myself. I have broken the 5th, but there's no sheep on board.
Bye-bye.
I mean, Rimmer, what sort of holy rite is this? It is a sin to be cool.
Look, I'm sick of hearing about these stupid cats. My concerns are slightly more meaningful than what colored stupid's making cardboard hat I'm wearing. I'm trying to decipher this. This is science, laddie. You can smirk, Lister, but I believe the Quakers.
Quakers?
Quakers. It's a name I made up. AA, actually. I believe the Quakers have the technology to give me a new body.
Never mind this tot. Where's the cat?
Tot.
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 He leaves, shouting after him.
We'll soon see how tidy it is, laddie. The quarantine period's nearly up.
Bastard.
A corridor. Lister is riding his three-wheeler.
Cat. Cat.
Toots his horn.
Polly, where's the cat?
He's no longer in my supervision field, Dave.
He's gone down to the cargo decks.
I lost him as he entered supply pipe 28.
Lister gets off his bike and shouts down the ventilation shaft.
Cat. Cat.
Another corridor.
Cat. Come on, kitty, kitty. Meow, meow, come on, kitty, come on, cat. The Christies are getting warm, come on, cat.
Somewhere in the cargo hold, everything is covered in dust and cobwebs. There's an improvised altar, a filing cabinet with some cat figurines and candles on top, a big statue of Cloyster wearing a donut on his head, and a bed on which an old, blind cat priest wearing red robes and hat complete with arrow lies. The other cat, the one we know, is there too.
Ah, wow, yeah. Hey, fellas.
The figurines on the altar.
Yes, sir, I'm back. Feeling good.
To the priest.
Feed me.
You're always leaving me. Where do you go?
Investigating. See, I have these feet.
I'm dying.
I'm telling you about my feet. My investigating feet.
Don't you hear me? I'm dying.
Yeah, but I'm telling you about my feet.
Oh, why should you listen to me, a blind old priest that's lost his feet?
I'm not listening to you. I'm trying to tell you about my feet.
What do you care?
I don't care. You're the one who's doing the dying, not me. Why should I let it spoil my evening?
A coroner, Dusty and Cobwebby. Lister is still looking for the cat.
Cat? Cat?
He pushes on the grill mark supply pipe 28 and falls through it.
Ooh, cat, when I get you, I'm going to turn you into a kebab. Holly, can you still hear me? Cat?
The cat shoots again.
Here.
Takes his hat off.
Burn the sacred hat.
That's a fearsome hat.
Burn it, burn it. It's a symbol of the lies.
The cat takes the hat and puts it on. Meanwhile, Lister's face appears at a window.
It's burnt.
All my life I've served a lie. Because you're not there, Cloister, are you? You've never been there. You don't exist.
In the antechamber, Lister has grabbed one of the golden donuts off the head of a statue of Cloister and put it on his own head. As the priest shouts his disbelief, Lister pushes open the doors.
Who's that?
It is I, Cloister.
To the cat.
Who is it, boy?
I told you, it's me, Cloister. I return the fist.
Is it him? Is it truly him? Does he look like a king?
Lister quickly grabs one of the giant golden sausages that line the entrance and holds it threateningly over the cat.
A king? Yeah, yeah.
Is he wearing the donut and the golden sausage?
Yeah, yeah.
Then it truly is him. Oh, I failed you, Cloister. All these years I kept my faith. I wore the holy custard stain and the scared gravy marks.
Lister suddenly realizes that the priest's robe bears the same stains as his own t-shirt.
I renounced coolness and chose the righteous path of sloppiness. But in the end, I failed you.
Why didn't you go on the arcs with the rest of the cats?
They left us behind. The sick and the lame. Left us to die. But then the boy was born to the cripple and the idiot.
What idiot?
Your father, boy.
My father was a jellybrain.
Yes, that's why he ate his own feet.
I did wonder.
But as one by one we died, my faith died also. You tested me, Cloister, and I failed you.
Oh, no, you didn't fail, old man. You passed. I'm giving you an I-plus distinction.
You mean there's a place for me on Vigil?
A place? Got your own bathroom and suite, cork floors, your own barbecue on the patio, double glazing, a phone, everything.
My hat?
He's horrified.
I've burned my sacred hat.
No, you haven't.
Grabs it off the cat's head and replaces it on the priest's.
A miracle.
Tries to stand up.
This is the happiest day of my...
The priest suddenly collapses back on the bed, as dead as some doo-doo. Lister sits down, appalled. The cat puts his arm around Lister's shoulders.
Did I ever tell you about my feet? My investigating feet? Once upon a time, there was an old man.
External shot of the ship, then cut to the observation room. Rimmer watches eagerly as Lister prepares to open a pod.
Well, are you ready for this, Rimmer? Open it. Open it.
Lister opens the hatch in the pod.
Well, what's there?
Are you sure you're ready for this, Rimmer?
Yes, come on, you gimpoid.
Lister reaches into the pod and pulls out a plucked chicken, somewhat the worse for having spent Cloister knows how long in the garbage pod. Lister holds the chicken well away from his face and holds his nose.
Incredible. A stupendous moment in my own personal history. The perfectly preserved remains of a Quikar warrior.
Yeah, right, Rimmer, absolutely.
They must have looked something like a roast chicken.
Eventually a slightly puzzled expression appears on his face.
It's a garbage pod.
And?
It's a smeggy garbage pod!